call us back into session. Thank you one and all. And again, we have a short session at this time because we have a meeting in about 22 minutes with Health Social Services. We're going to begin now with General Order Day 2, Amendments Proposed, referencing OMCA 1677. Says an act to approve and refer to the measure on whether the definition of marriage shall be amended to include two persons of the same sex under Osage law, and to direct it to be placed on the ballot at a specific election, sponsored by Congresswoman Buffalo Hill. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? OMCA 1677 is advanced to third reading after endorsement. Moving on to 1680, OMCA 1680, an act to establish a summer program to introduce Osages to careers in the health industry at an early age and to appropriate $20,920. Sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Hearing none. OMCA 1680 is advanced to third reading after endorsement. Moving on to 1684. An act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1,618,412 and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be made at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
Amendment number one, page one, line 131, add section 7, congressional authorization. The Osage Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act, and authorizes a new position titled assistant clerk within the salary range set out in the position description filed with the Human Resources Department. Second.
And then second. Any other amendments to be proposed by ONCA 1684? Congresswoman Edwards.
I've got number one and number two are the paralegal within the salary range set out in the position description filed with the Human Resources Department. Sorry about that.
I just have a point of order. I'm looking at the amendment note that's marked number two on ONCA 1684, number two. Second.
And we should have two more.
Oh, you seconded it. I'm sorry.
So that's going to be amendment number one. Can we renumber them? Number two. I don't know what happened to the rest of my little, we just decided. Page two. Line 62, insert section 7, severability clause. If any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, comma, such provision shall be of no force and effect, semicolon, but the remainder of the act shall continue in full force. Second.
I have a second. Thank you.
One
other.
Got to find it.
1684.
Trying to make sure that all these bills get the same amendments. Page one, line 40, after regulations, insert, and the definitions contained in 15 ONC, section 1A-101.
I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1684? Hearing none. Moving on to referencing ONCA 1685, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation. Fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $524,086 and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be proposed to ONCA 1685? Congresswoman Edwards.
Is this still supplying
judicial?
I know, but I cannot open the wiki, so I have to go to
the printer, go pick up the document for us. Thank you.
What's the number, I'm sorry?
1685.
Page 2, line 53, insert section 5, congressional authorization. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act. Second.
And I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1685? Congressman Edwards.
Page 2, line 62, insert section 7, severability clause. If any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force or effect, semicolon, but the remainder of the act shall continue in force and effect. Second.
We have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1685? Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm just checking, are you sure, because I'm looking at what's on the website, but I can't get into Wiki, or I don't see any of the bills in Wiki, but maybe a few of them. Are you sure those are the correct lines? Because that's not what I'm seeing. You may have an updated copy.
Right.
Hold on. But I just wanted to be sure.
Well, this one's done different.
Mine's stamped September 7th.
I know. This one's done different from the other one, I think. I'll leave it like this. Section, or page 3. Okay, I can change that one. Can I withdraw that one and change it to page 3, line 136.
Without objection, I'll repeat your correction.
It's page 3, line 136. And then the third one is page 1, line 41, after regulations, insert, and the definitions contained in 15 ONC, section 1A101.
Do you need another second line?
I do.
Second.
I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1685? Referencing ONCA 1687, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage News for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $535,146 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Edwards.
I have to find them. Page 2, line 53, insert section 5. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act. Second.
Have a second. Thank you. And any other amendments to 1687? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1. Line 38, after regulations insert, and the definitions contained in 15 ONC section 1A-101. Second.
And second, any other amendments to ONCA 1687? Hearing none. 1687.
You have a down motion? Sorry, Brother.
Congresswoman Edwards, do you have another amendment regarding the severability clause to this 1687?
I sure do.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Supernova.
Page 3, line 135, insert. Section 8, severability clause. If any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstances found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction. Such provision shall be of no force or effect, but the remainder of the act shall remain in force and effect. Second.
And I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1687? Referencing ONCA 1688, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $2,445,930 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be made to ONCA 1688? Councilman Edwards.
Section 2, page 39. After regulations, insert, and the definitions contained in 15 ONC, section 1A, 101. Second.
And I have a second. Are there any other amendments to 1688?
Page 3, line 96, strike, authorizes, and. Second.
A second. Thank you. Are there any other amendments to 1688?
One more. Two more. Page 2, line 62, insert section 7. If any provision of the act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force or effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in force and effect. Second.
And then a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1688?
One more. I just have to find it. Page 3, line 131, add section 6, congressional authorization. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries / wages and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act, and authorizes a new position titled assistant clerk within the salary range set out in the position description filed with the Human Resources Department.
Second. I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1688? Hearing none. Referencing ONCA 1690, an act to provide an appropriation to the Land, Commerce, and Agricultural Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017. The amount of $8,070,729 and to establish an alternate effective date sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be made to 1690? Congressman Edwards.
Page 2, line 53, after regulations, insert, and the definitions contained in 15 ONC, section 1A-101. Second.
You have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1690?
This says page 2, line 53, but I'm sure that's wrong. Page 2, line. No, that's right. Page 2, line 53. My first one must have been the wrong page. I withdraw the page number on previous.
Without objection and corrected, please.
Restate page one, line 40. Now, number two is page two, line 53. Insert new section five, the Osage Nation Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act. Second.
Second, thank you. Any other amendments to 1690? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page four, line 172. Insert section eight, severability. And if any provision of this act or the application of any such provision, if any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force or effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in force and effect. Second.
I have a second. Any other amendments to 1690? Hearing none. I had a grand plan of stopping at 145, so with respect, I'm going to go ahead and knock out this section of our agenda, moving on to ONCA 1692, an act to provide an appropriation to the Health and Wellness Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $13,947,612 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Shaw is the sponsor of any amendments to 1692. Congressman Shaw.
Mr. Speaker, I have a number of amendments, but they are distributed, so you have a copy, so you read those. Again, these are general order amendments proposed for ONCA 1692, page 3, line 117, strike $2,567,999 and insert $3,190,000. Page 3, line 122, strike $5,071,077 and insert $5,297,224. Page 3, line 123, strike $1,420,871 and insert $1,484,235. Page 3, line 124, strike $145,931 and insert $152,439. Page 3, line 125, strike $1,758,272 and insert $1,836,683. Page 3, line 126, strike $57,487, insert $60,051. Page 3, line 127 and a half, strike $82,027 and insert $85,685. Page 3, line 128 and a half, strike $262,952 and insert $274,678. Page 3, line 129 and a half, strike $1,715,728 and insert $1,792,242. Page 3, line 132, $882,997, insert $922,375. Page 3, line 133, strike $2,426,630 and insert $2,534,847. Next, page 3, line 135 and a half, strike $112,141 and insert $117,142. That was, again, that was page 3, line 135 and a half. Next is page 3, line 136 and a half, strike $11,499 and insert $12,012 and adjust all totals accordingly.
Second. And I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1692? Councilwoman Edwards.
Page two, line 40, insert, and the definition, after regulations and the definitions contained in 15ONC, section 1A101.
Second.
Second. Thank you. Any other definition, any other amendments to ONCA 1692? Councilwoman Edwards.
Page four, line 78, insert, section 5. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act.
Second.
Second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1692?
Page five, line 75, insert, section 7, severability clause. If any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force or effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in full force and effect.
Second.
And I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to ONCA 1692? Hearing none, moving forward to ONCA 1693, an act to provide an appropriation to the Education Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $7,140,382 and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be made to ONCA 1693? Congressman Edwards.
Page one, line 39, after regulations, insert, and the definitions contained in 15ONC, section 1A101.
Second.
And a second. Are there any other amendments to 1693? Councilman Edwards.
Page two, line 53, insert section 5. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act.
Second.
And a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1693? Councilman Edwards.
Page 4. Line 175, insert, section 10, severability clause. Any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force or effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in full force and effect.
Second.
And I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1693? Hearing none. Moving forward, ONCA 1695, an act to provide an appropriation to the Tribal, Family, and Senior Services Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $4,154,438 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be made to ONCA 1695? Congresswoman Edwards.
How many of the provisions are left? I don't know. Is this the last one? The provision bills?
Yeah.
property of 1695. Thank you to Health and Social Services Committee for your time rendered.
Is there any more division bills besides that one?
I have it right here. Speaking of, I have to just to Congressman Evans.
Ms. May, thank you for asking.
No. Thank you. Page one, line 40, insert after regulations and the definitions contained in 15 ONC section 1A101.
I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to the ONCA 1695?
That was a good one. Page 2, line 53, insert section 5. The USA Pension Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation of all existing employees as of the effective date of this act.
Second.
I have a second. Any other amendments to ONCA 1695? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 4. Line 185. Insert section 10, severability clause. If any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force or effect, and the remainder of the act shall remain in full force and effect.
Second.
I have a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to 1695? Hearing none, moving on to ONCA 1697. An act to amend 15 ONC section 1A-101 to add definitions to promote uniform use, meaning, and application to be used in all legislation, support documentation, budgeting, and spending, and to establish an alternate effective date sponsored by Congresswoman Evans. Are there any amendments to 1697? Congresswoman Evans.
Where's the attached? Back. Oh, page 6, line 45, after government, insert, categorized as follows, salary slash wages, employee benefits, comma, supplies, comma, travel, comma, conference, comma, conference slash convention slash special event slash meetings, comma, dues and subscriptions, comma, rental and equipment maintenance, comma, occupancy, comma, and other defined administrative expense not categorized as capital assets, period.
Is that a second?
I know we're not discussing these, but I have something written differently on the paper I'm looking at.
That top part's not part of it.
Second.
And I have a second. Any other amendments to ordinance CA 1697? Thank you. Moving on to ONCA 16102. An act to restrict revenue raised from the delivery of health services to expenditures on health-related services and to provide an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Any amendments to ONCA 16102? Hearing none. ONCA 16102 moves to third reading after engrossment. Moving on to ONCA 16-117, an act to amend ONCA 15-119 to change the definition of commercial property to limit the revenue into and the use of this fund to Osage Nation properties under 100 acres and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to ONCA 16-117? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, sir. Pages 1 through 3, strike all of sections 1 and 2 and insert the following sections in their place. Section 1, repeal of ONCA 1519. ONCA 1519 is hereby repealed by the Osage Nation Congress, and it shall have no force or effect in law upon the effective date of this act. All funds remaining in the Osage Nation Commercial Property Funds shall revert back to the General Treasury in the General Fund in the Treasury upon effective date of this act. Section 2, alternate effective date. This bill is effective on December 31st, 2016, upon signature of the Principal Chief or upon signature of the Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress following legislative override.
Second.
And a second. Thank you. Any other amendments to ONCA 16-117? Hearing none, moving on to ONCA 16-119, an act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $74,500 for fiscal year 2017. And to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congressman Pratt. Are there any amendments to ONCA 16-119? Hearing none, ONCA 16-119 moves to third reading after engrossment. Referencing ONCA 16-124, an act to amend ONCA 15-80 and to provide an appropriation modification to the legislative branch for fiscal year 2016 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be made on ONCA 16-124? And I don't have it noted. Who's the sponsor? Congressman Edwards is the sponsor. Any amendments to be made to ONCA 16-124? Hearing none, ONCA 16-124 moves to third reading after engrossment. Speaker, to entertain a motion to go into recess for the purpose of engrossment. Congressman Supernov.
Was there supposed to be amendments to? It says resolution 16-1, 15, 1, 16.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 16-100, ONCA 16-115, and ONCA 16-116 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Okay. Can the amendment repeat the bills?
Motion dies for lack of second. Speaker to entertain a motion to recess for the purpose of engrossment.
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes, yes, yes. You didn't want to move those.
We are in recess.
We're in recess.